What I Wish I Had Known, Resisting the Urge to Live. Written by Dasha Black and read by Rebecca McCauley.
Until now, I've thought of the suicide of a loved son or daughter or spouse as something that is unthinkable. In fact, in my autobiographical book, Letter from My Father, I referred to Jonathan's taking his life as unthinkable. What an ignorant belief. I did not know that suicide, rather than road accidents, is the leading single cause of death in Australian men aged between 15 and 44. 9 Australians die every day by suicide. That's more than double the road toll. 75% of those who take their own life are male. Each year, approximately 3,000 Australians kill themselves. I did not know that doctors are overrepresented among successful suicides. Jonathan was a young man in distress, and a doctor. In recent times, there has been a dramatic increase in research into and community discussion of the scourge of suicide among our young people. The government has announced a national goal of achieving zero suicides, reflecting community alarm at the number of lost years of healthy life. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare and the National Mental Health Commission are bodies publishing research on preventable lethal self-injury to inform our understanding and actions. Our national government has significantly increased funds for prevention of suicide in recent times. These are valuable steps, but as yet, knowledge of what one can actually do to prevent a young or older person taking their life is quite inadequate. Colin and his son Simon Tatz, in their comprehensive book, The Sealed Box of Suicide, 2019, stated that while suicide has been part of human experience in most cultures, the biomedical model has managed to imprison it in recent decades. Suicide is commonly portrayed as a mental health issue, an inevitable outcome of mental illness, especially depression. Tatz and Tatz challenged the orthodoxies that 90% or more of suicides are due to mental illness and depression. In their view, suicide is a social fact. It isn't a disease, nor an inevitable outcome of a mental illness. Suicide arises from the social order, not the world of medical disorder. The most astute psychiatrist cannot predict that a patient, no matter how depressed, will lethally self-injure the very next day after a consultation. At this stage, suicide is not an area in which one can carry out systemic observation and experimentation. As Tatz and Tatz pointed out, statistics have yet to show that their analysis produces a better understanding of suicide than examination of individual case studies. This book attempts such a study.